You're listening to a Chicks Talking Footy podcast on Joy 94.9. We're chicks and we love talking footy.
You're back with Chicks Talking Footy, and tonight we are Motti, that's me,
Fee,
and Beck.
That's me.
Well covered
done.
That off.
Well done, team. Tick. Put the tick in that box. Now, this is a dinner table chat that we do every week, and we usually break it into entree, main, and dessert. Three separate topics. Tonight we're just going to stick with the one topic, and we're going to dedicate the entire segment to the good, the bad, and the ugly of social media. I'll just quickly say what's happened over the past couple of days and why we're doing this, and then we can open up the chat from there. Firstly, an unbelievable photo of Taylor Harris, the Carlton forward, kicking a goal in Sunday's Pride game, was posted on Twitter by photographer Michael Wilson. Seven Sports then posted it to their Facebook page on Monday, where it got a lot of response. Some was good, but the most part were horrible, demeaning, sexist, and completely unacceptable and actually unrepeatable. Seven Sports then took the photo and comments down on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. and issued a short statement why, and it completely blew up from there. Fee.
Well, the other thing is that I actually am a footy psychic.
Oh.
Because I had a chat with Susan Alberti and Dr. Bridie O'Donnell at the Pride game, and this is what was discussed.
The other aspect is social media.
Mm.
You know, how do we make that a safe place as well?
Oh, that's a difficult one.
And I've heard Luke Beveridge, who's the captain of the men's team here, talk about in a perfect world he'd wish the players didn't have any social media at all. Mm. I think for some of them they feel that the pros are outweighed by the cons. That said, I think for professional women's sport, it has brought an audience to athletes and to the code more so than anything else has. When I was racing internationally in Europe as a cyclist, there was no coverage of women's cycling, but Twitter and Instagram was the way that athletes actually connect with fans, with their family. We've heard players like Darcy Vesio talk about when she was injured that actually social media was the way that a lot of people said to her, get well, we're rooting for you, you know. So I think if you're able to have some guidance and support around what to filter out, what to get rid of, it can be a really positive thing.
And maybe that's what clubs need to encourage, is education and guidance and support within their clubs, because it can be a positive vehicle to create change. And I think within the club, potentially that's where there's some responsibility can lie to support the players and understand social media.
So how timely was that chat? A day before all the events, or 2 days before the events all blew up?
Well, the photo was posted by Michael Wilson after the game on Sunday. So it was only a few hours before, and that's when it started. That's when the idiot trolls came out.
That's where I was tuned into the universe, wasn't I?
Wow.
So, and the other thing is that photo was taken with her wearing a Pride Guernsey.
Mm-hmm.
So
everyone can see that now.
Yeah, that's going to be immortalised.
Yeah, look, it's been really interesting, and it's been an interesting day, I guess, 24 hours to sort of watch social media and how it's progressed, because like you said at the start, Motti, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly about this, and we saw the ugly and the bad. And look, Channel 7, they took down the post and they put up a post saying we've taken this down because of all the comments. Now, that move of taking down the post is what really, I guess, activated the social media army, who said that's not the way you deal with these things. The way you deal with these things is to, you know, remove the trolls, report the trolls, not to take the photo down. To give Channel 7 the benefit of the doubt, I think potentially they were doing that to protect Taylor and to protect, I guess, the internet from some of that obscene behaviour. But what they did, I think, was the impression that then gave was that bad behaviour is going to get rewarded and the bullies are going to win and they're not going to be held to account. So I give credit to Channel 7 for the apology they made, because it was a real apology and not what I call a footy show apology, where you don't actually apologise, you just say some words around what happened. But they said, we made an error in judgment and we rectified it.
Well, the first words were, we're sorry.
Yeah, which, I mean, you don't often get from the media in apologies.
No, you don't at all.
People don't say, I'm sorry. So I think that's been a really important lesson for the media, I hope, to learn about how they manage that. The other thing, I was listening to Taylor's press conference this afternoon, and one of the things that really struck me and really made me feel for her was that she's had this whole emphasis in her portrayal of the message about, this is just a picture of me at work. This is me at work. Mm. This is me doing my job, albeit a job she can't do full time because she doesn't get properly remunerated. But that's a whole other show for another time.
Different dinner table.
But one of the things she said today is that kind of behaviour has made her feel unsafe in her place of work, because she says when she's walking around the boundary at the end of the game, as these girls always amazingly do, talking to kids and whatever, she said, I don't know which of these people on the boundary are those, I'm paraphrasing, but are those faceless trolls from the internet? And I think, poor girl, that she has to feel like that just while she's doing her job.
It's just, it's horrible. And she... she's been brilliant through this, and she's spoken very well. She's spoken strongly, but she's spoken very well. And the Karen Harrington said that, you know, the type of person Taylor is she'll put it aside and she'll get on with it, which is amazing. But how do we stop it? Or how does the authorities stop it? Or how do the internet stop it? How do you stop some idiot on a keyboard saying something hideous?
That's a $64 million question, isn't it? Because 20 years ago, people would have yelled that out at her from the sidelines. Mm. And it's almost like how bullying works with kids. You know, 20 years ago, you got bullied at school, you went home, at least you were protected. But the problem is now this kind of behaviour, you know, Taylor Harris has that in her home.
Yeah, that's right.
Attacking her in her personal life. And so surely this is the time for some of those platforms to really stand up. I mean, look, report if you see it, but surely there's got to be a stand from the Twitters and the Facebooks of the world about this.
Well, I think what people don't realise when they run a page is you're actually responsible for the content on that page. And, you know, I've had this happen. I run a few Facebook pages. I had an incident where there was bloodletting on a particular post. There was a whole lot of very clashing kind of opinions. And it started getting really personal, and there was some bullying going on. And, you know, I saw that as my responsibility to, I actually ended up deleting the post because of it. So bad example for what's going on here. But, you know, and then put another post on explaining why I did that. But, you know, if there's going to be a post put up about female football players when we know they're going to be potentially bullied, or even, you know, other people in minority groups that we know there's potential for bullying, it's a responsibility of the people that run that page to moderate those comments.
But even so, even what does, so you can flag, say, so when Seven put that up, because it all happened, it didn't happen up when Michael Wilson put it up. Mm. It all came about from when Seven posted it. But they put it up on Monday morning, and it was there for a day and a half before it was taken down. And so there were, it went on for quite a while. And I think most people probably became aware of it when it was taken down. Yeah. That's when it really took off, didn't it? So more people, oddly, and unfortunately poor Taylor and other people like her, you know, in and around her have suffered for it, but there's so many more people that are now aware of it and have seen the photo, and, you know, than would ever have done before.
In this case.
There's plenty of cases
where that it doesn't happen and evolve like
this.
I think the other issue too we can't ignore is this isn't just an internet issue. This is a broader society issue about respect of women and the treatment of women, and we've got an epidemic in our society about how women are treated. You know, we have statistics about violence against women that are just unspeakable. And I think that's a real issue for me. I think that we can't remove from this, because we've seen these posts of men all the time. Daniel Andrews, the Premier, put up a picture today that was a photo of Taylor Harris and a photo of Ted Whitney in exactly the same position. But those photos of men do not get the disgusting sexual abuse, I think Taylor Harris called
it,
comments that she received. So I think the internet's an issue. But as a society, we've got a bigger problem to fix.
We sure have. And so that Taylor also, that's what she's talked about. And again, how, so maybe people are learning they can't say it in their in their private life to their workmates, to their whatever. They might be minding their P's and Q's in that way. But now Twitter is, or Facebook commenting or under the line of an article or whatever, that's now an outlet. And what we always call them, the faceless, nameless, you know, keyboard warriors, but they're not. They're actually putting their names to it. So surely there's...
Well, and their mates are probably going, laughing along with them.
But hopefully the tide of something like this has turned right against them. But does it work? Like, will they be sitting there going, shit, actually?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that.
I do think it's a line in the sand.
Because it's not just one or two people, though.
Yeah, but I do think it's a line in the sand moment.
I hope so.
When, you know, we beat the trolls in this case, I think. And the other thing was, there was a hashtag Stand With Taylor that trended last night. I was following it on Twitter. And, you know, really high-profile people got right behind her. And I think high-profile people are probably sick of being trolled themselves, such as Patrick Dangerfield, who's been, you know, really good at this stuff lately. Matilda's captain, Sam Kerr. We had Olympic cyclist Anna Mears, Nicole Livingston, Sam Mostyn, Kelly O'Dwyer, Dan Andrews. So some of the politicians, quite a few of the AFL clubs. Got behind her, Angela Pippos, Neil Mitchell even, who I never agree with, but agreed with on this one.
And, you know, then all of us.
Yeah, and that's then, right.
All of us as in...
All the female footy shows and a lot of the other footy shows got
and
involved.
And society, you know.
Yeah, that's what I meant more about society,
the
is the
Joes.
Us's. Brandon Jack writes very well. He played a few games for the Swans, if you remember. He's the younger brother of Kieran Jack. But... he often writes something when there's an issue, and he's written, he's very beautifully choices of words. And his thing about the photo was, he said, I couldn't believe it. He said, because I would have killed to have a kick like that. He said, I watched her kick it and I went, that it, you know, great kick, great finish. And so it was an interesting that was his first take from it.
Yeah. And look, Taylor went on the radio this morning, and this is her response to everything that's been said.
Yeah, if I can quickly go back to, I don't want to give oxygen to the trolls, but one thing that I happened to come to my mind through all this, and I saw the comments, I know I shouldn't read them, but it's hard not to, but I saw them, and I can see in people's profile pictures that may have said something, whatever, they've got kids, or they've got daughters or women in their photos even, and that is the stuff that I'm worried about. So perhaps this is an issue that might even have to go further, because what are these, if these people are saying things like this to someone they don't know on a public platform, what are they saying behind closed doors, and what are they doing? These people need to be called out by the AFL, yes, but also then taken further. Maybe this is the start of domestic violence. Maybe this is the start of abuse. And the comments that I saw were sexual abuse, if you can call it that, because it was repulsive and it made me uncomfortable. So as soon as I'm uncomfortable with something like that, that's what I would consider sexual abuse on social media. So this needs to, whether it's Victoria Police, whatever it is, need to at least contact these people, or some sort of warning, Facebook delete them, something needs to happen, because we can talk about it as much as we want, but they're not listening, and they're probably smiling about it, that we're talking about it. So something needs to go further, I think.
So that was her response to the trolls. What do you think of that?
I think she's incredible.
I mean, amen, Taylor. Like, really, she has just behaved in such an articulate, strong fashion.
And she's a very young woman.
That's right.
She's under 25, isn't she?
That's right. And to
she's
manage
a millennial.
All this.
I was hopeless at that age. I mean,
I couldn't even tie my own shoelaces, Monty. But I think too, I mean, you know, she's made that point that we were saying earlier about, if they're doing this on the internet, what are they doing at home if they think that's acceptable behaviour? So I think this is such a big opportunity for the football community and the broader community to really stand up and address these issues. And look, to be fair to AFL clubs, they're not bad at this already. You know, Carlton have their respect round, and they feel very strongly about the treatment of women. But I've been so impressed about how the other AFL clubs have come out and backed Taylor in this. I think they see it as an issue that affects everyone. It's not a club issue or a player issue. So I hope that there can be some positive change that comes from this.
And if the male members of the clubs, as in the male players and the male coaches and stuff, are the ones to come out and say that's wrong, maybe that makes a difference. Maybe it does have to be the people that are, you know, considered role models, whether you think they are or not, but by some parts of the community they are. And if they're the ones that come out and say, no, this isn't right, because you'll often find someone, and Nathan may not have said this, but a considered man like Nathan Buckley would say something like, you know, there are young children. I've got nieces, or he, you know, he doesn't have daughters, but so bad example. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're people like, I don't want my daughters to see this, or I wouldn't treat my mother like this, or so therefore, why do these people feel they can?
Exactly right.
Horrendous.
All right. Well,
that'll
be chatted about on the internet. And isn't it funny that the women's footy is being talked about the day before the men's footy is launched?